Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Hold on to your hats, folks, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of AI research analysis with OpenAI's Deep Research.
Whoa, Deep Research? Sounds intense. Is this like having a tiny digital research assistant in my pocket?
Exactly. Imagine tackling those big decisions. You know, like buying a smart TV, a new car, or researching a company before investing. But instead of spending hours, this AI crunches the data in minutes. They say it saves tons of time, but we'll see if it lives up to the hype.
So, how's it different from just, you know, typing a question into a search engine? We've been doing that for ages.
Ah, great question. This isn't just about fetching a list of links. Deep Research digs through hundreds of sources, compiles a full report, and get this. It often gives you an opinionated analysis with actual conclusions. It's not just data, it's reasoning and synthesis, baby.
Okay, color me intrigued, but still a bit skeptical. Did they give any good examples?
They showed one about the retail industry changing, but they didn't actually reveal the results, which is a bit of a tease. There's another example on user experience design that seemed promising, citing real studies, which is a big plus, because these AIs sometimes hallucinate information, you know, making up sources that don't exist.
Right, that's crucial for credibility. Any other exciting uses?
Oh yeah, people are using it for personalized financial advice, like tackling complex tax situations. Another example was analyzing the impact of AI on graphics card sales. Very meta, but the conclusion was a bit vague, like a TV pundit who talks a lot, but doesn't really say anything concrete.
Ha, I know the type. So overall, hit or miss?
I'd say leaning towards a hit, especially for personalized briefings. Imagine getting daily news tailored to your location, interests, and avoiding specific biases. It's like building a shield against misinformation.
That's awesome. I love the shield analogy. Any downsides?
Well, the name Deep Research is a bit odd, considering Google DeepMind used it a couple of months ago. Kind of a weird coincidence.
True. Anything else that stood out?
The most mind-blowing part? This isn't just about organizing information. It's about creating it. They showed it generating a formal argument with new propositions. It's like the AI is transitioning from analysis to actual innovation. That's huge.
Wow. So you went from skeptical to stunned, huh?
Totally. This could change everything, from scientific discovery to medical breakthroughs. And the fact that open source alternatives are already popping up is even more exciting. It truly feels like we're on the cusp of something revolutionary.
Definitely a lot to unpack. Thanks for the insightful overview.
Absolutely. And thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more exciting discussions on everything from cooking to the cutting edge of tech. Until then, stay nutty.
Goodbye.